Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. First Sunday of Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today, it's the first Sunday of Advent. Advent means coming, and in the season we prepare for the coming of Christ. The Advent wreath is a symbol of the many gifts that Jesus brings into our lives and is a visible reminder of the many promises that God gives to us. The wreath is in the shape of a circle, which has no beginning and no end. It's a symbol of eternity and never-ending love. It is evergreen to remind us that God's presence is in our lives and never dies, never fades away. God's love and caring are forever. The light from the candles, which grows stronger each Sunday in Advent, reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. And as the light shines brighter, even as our world grows darker and colder over the next few weeks, we are assured of the presence of God in the midst of all the darkness and the coming of that special babe as a visible sign of hope, of love, of joy, and a sign of the promise that God will be with us always. Today we light this candle of hope as an affirmation that God is here in our midst and is making all things new. We call on this divine light to burn brightly in all areas of the world that only know darkness and despair. We call on this light to bring hope into our world, to erase all manner of hardship and doubt, to come into our lives where it may shine purely and chase away all shadows, making us stronger in faith and lifting us into the warmth and radiance of the light of God. Hope is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for the hope you give us. We ask that as we begin this time of waiting in the stillness for Jesus to come to us at Christmas, that we would be aware of your presence with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, to do your will by sharing your hope with each other. We ask this in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, beginning at the 14th verse. The days are surely coming, said the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. God of compassion and love, forgive our sins, relieve our misery, satisfy our longing, and fulfill all our hopes for peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 3, beginning with the 9th verse. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, where the power of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them in a parable, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with the dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Well, today is the first Sunday of Advent and a whole new year in the church calendar. Over the next 4 weeks, we will be preparing for a very special holy day, one of the great celebrations of the church year, that of Christmas, the commemoration of the birth of Christ. The other great festival, of course, of the church is Easter, when we commemorate Jesus' death and resurrection, beginnings and endings, the mystical, wondrous story of our God breaking into human history. And today, we are invited to participate once again in the story of our faith, which is truly a love story for all times. As Christians, we follow two calendars, the one that marks the flow of time with days and months and years, and also we follow the liturgical calendar, which also has seasons that revolve around the events of Jesus' life. There's Advent, and then Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, and the very long season after Pentecost, each punctuated by special celebrations and remembrances of the rich contribution of the saints of the church. We live the story of our faith through these liturgical days, these spiritual days, even as we live our lives following the calendar that we share with the rest of the world. We are spiritual beings and we are physical beings. The liturgical calendar of our church connects us with the spiritual, the meaning for our life, and the good old calendar on the wall reminds us when it's time to pay the electric bill or celebrate a birthday. They're both essential as we journey through life. So, there are seasons on our spiritual calendar, and today we begin a whole new year with the first Sunday in the season of Advent. Many of us have had Advent calendars, which bring us through to the end of this beautiful season, counting down the days to Christmas Eve, to the child born in the manger, to that day when life on earth was transformed forever, Emmanuel, God with us. Over the next 4 weeks, we make preparations. Yes, we're buying gifts and putting up the tree and thinking about the holiday season. The worldly calendar catches us up in its own celebration of the Christmas season. But the season of Advent has a rhythm that is very different from the hustle and bustle of stores dealing with holiday treasures. It's a season of reflection, a time to gather our thoughts, to let the meaning of the Christmas story speak deeply to our hearts. It's a far cry from the jangle of canned Christmas music blaring in the malls. It is a season of waiting, of anticipation, of preparation for the birth of a child. And not just any child, but Jesus, the very Son of God. What an awesome revelation as we become part of that familiar story once again. Now, today's readings were kind of tough, and they remind us of the bigger picture. God's bigger plan for us. For centuries before the birth of Christ, the people of God had been waiting for God's champion. Prophecies foretold the arrival of God's Messiah, the Anointed One, that would deliver the people from the darkness and oppression of their world. Generations of God's faithful had looked with hope for the Messiah. In today's reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we hear that the Messiah will come from the line of King David, one of the most beloved of Israel's kings. And in the gospel reading from Luke, Jesus actually quotes from the prophet Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Let's hear that text from Daniel. He quoted it in part, but the whole passage reveals to us much more of the truth. Daniel says, "In my vision in the night, I continued to watch, and I saw one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. And he was given dominion, glory, and kingship so that every people, nation, and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." So this is the Messiah that everybody had looked for. Every good Jewish person knew that passage, knew that prophecy. This powerful king, this mighty ruler who comes from heaven with divine authority. They longed for this conqueror that would crush the oppressors and establish an everlasting kingdom. They did not understand that God had a different idea, sending the Messiah as a little baby to live and die as one of us. The Messiah appeared not as Daniel foresaw, but perhaps there's more to this story. I've read that passage from Luke many, many times, and this week I reflected on it, and I realized this is Jesus himself talking about the Messiah who is to come. He's quoting Daniel. So Jesus, who is the Messiah, is already there, is talking very seriously about the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah. He's saying that Daniel's vision of the everlasting kingdom ushered in with the appearance of the Messiah is yet to happen, if I read that correctly. And he's warning his friends, be alert to signs and seasons. Be prepared for the reign of God to break in. What is up with that? Isn't that prophecy now fulfilled in him? So Jesus took that very well-known prophecy, gave it a whole different spin, a radical interpretation that day. And I looked in the gospel. What's happening in the story? When does this conversation happen? And Luke places it just before the Passover, just before the Last Supper, just before the arrest and crucifixion of Jesus. So there are tough days ahead for him. The Messiah wasn't prophesied to die on a cross. So Jesus knows that his time is short. Everything's about to change for his ministry and for his loved ones. There's a cryptic message in his words that day. He's saying, don't be disheartened. Do not lose faith. Just watch. Watch for the signs. Remember the words of Daniel, he tells them. Dark days are ahead. Terrible things are going to happen. But ultimately, there will be restoration and justice. God will break through and will save those who trust and believe. Just keep believing. So surely, he's talking about his impending death and resurrection. But there's a teaching within a teaching here, because Jesus will die, but he won't be ultimately bound by death. We know the story. We know that he'll come back and teach them for a little while longer, and then he's going to ascend up into heaven. There's more to this teaching. In the fullness of time, as he speaks to them, he's talking about a promise that he will break back into the world, that he's going to re-enter, the Christ will come back, and will establish a realm based on his new commandment of love, fairness, equality, and peace. So even as Jesus is preparing his friends for a very challenging turn of events, he's speaking to us right here and now. It's true that this current climate in the world seems to match the signs that Jesus is talking about. Our times seem very unsettled. And Jesus is telling us, okay, watch the seasons, stay alert, stay focused. He's saying to follow the heart of the gospel message, to remember that his words will never pass away. And he's saying to each of us, do not get pulled into the darkness. Do not get pulled into the lies, the deceptive information, the worrisome things of the world. Instead, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down. Now, that seems like a tall order, I admit it. As we deal with the news and the way the world seems to be, the appearance of things. We hear those hard stories of those who've lost all in the wildfires and those who've traveled thousands of miles to find a better life, only to be tear-gassed and rejected. Those who are overdosing, turning to ways to cope with the challenges that overwhelm and color everything as hopeless. Jesus calls us to remember that we are of the world, but to hold on to faith, to see with spiritual eyes. Despite appearances, to stay connected to the divine vision. Better days are coming, he says. Balance and restoration are at hand. There's a bigger plan unfolding. So he's encouraging us to adhere to the teachings, to keep the commandment to love one another, to trust that God is in charge. And so we await the second coming of Christ, even as we now prepare for his birth in that stable, in a faraway place, in a faraway time, with this first Sunday of Advent. Remember that with God, all things are possible. That's what the Archangel Gabriel said to a startled little girl named Mary, and to an old stubborn priest named Zechariah. Nothing is impossible, the angel says. And Advent reminds us, calls us to the mystery, the wonder of God's great surprise for us, a gift of love, the gift of his Son. Instead of that powerful warrior coming down from the clouds, the Messiah was born in a crude stable. Instead of the royal robes of a king, he was swaddled in rough cloth. Instead of a court of royal followers and advisors, he was greeted by stable animals and shepherds. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus broke into our history to teach us about God, to show us how to live, to give us new commandments, to love one another and treat each other with compassion and mercy. So we've been given the roadmap to live lives that are filled with grace and blessings. We've been shown the power of God to break through the chains of death and fear, to know forgiveness and redemption. With God, all things are possible. There is more. There's a bigger picture. We have this warning from Jesus himself, from the Gospel of Luke today, that there will be a time of reckoning for those who do not follow the commandments given to us. When Christ next returns, it will not be as the tiny babe. It will be as Daniel prophesied, a mighty, righteous, all-powerful figure. And those who have abused or preyed upon the children of God in any way, they're going to be dealt with. Those who have let greed and money be their God, they're going to be judged accordingly. Those who have worked to destroy God's creation, they're going to be held accountable. Anyone who has not been guided by love, who have not shown mercy or compassion to others, they're going to be judged. We've been told what to do by the Prince of Peace himself. The second coming of Christ will clear out the darkness and the negative forces on the planet, ushering a golden time where love reigns. Those who follow the commandments and walk in faith will be celebrated. Now, we don't know when this is going to happen. Jesus tells us it's not for us to know, one day at a time, and maybe not even in our lifetime. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter. If we follow the roadmap, living each day with love as our compass, we walk in God's grace. And so the journey to Christmas begins. Let's go and meet Jesus. In this season of Advent, we have the opportunity to jump into the story again, to fall in love with that baby, to recognize that gift of love from God. And we have the invitation to meet Jesus and walk with him, to learn from him, to follow him. Now, what gift will you bring as you prepare to meet the Christ child? May this holy Advent bless you and deepen your faith and understanding. As we gather at the manger with his parents, may we know the gift this Christ child brings into our lives and into our world. Oh, come, let us adore him. Amen.
Prayers this morning we offer before God, those in any need or distress, for those who are sick, especially those for whom prayers have been requested. Philip, Richard, Nancy, for those across the world who are experiencing challenges, the fires in California, the earthquake in Alaska, we pray for our own needs and concerns, knowing God hears the prayers in our hearts and is already working out solutions for our highest and best. For those who have died and for their loved ones grieving the loss, Kathy, Isabella, and for all who have requested our prayer, Lord,
hear our prayers.
In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord and the head of house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, All kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free, and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut. You shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light eternal and bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the many blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.